Hey there, I want you to take a second and just think about your day so far, or maybe your week. How many tabs do you feel like you have open in your brain right now? You know, the work deadline, the grocery list, that weird comment your cousin made, what to make for dinner, did you remember to pay that bill? It can feel like a constant buzzing, nonstop browser with 100 tabs open, all playing different videos at once. It's exhausting, isn't it? For a long time, I thought that was just the price of admission for modern life, that feeling of being constantly pulled in a million directions, mentally and physically. But what if I told you there are practices, ancient practices actually, that are like superpowered close all tabs button for your mind, and a full body tune-up for your physical self? I'm talking, of course, about meditation and yoga. Now hang on, I know that some of you might be thinking, meditation is for monks on a mountaintop and yoga is for super flexible people who can twist themselves into a pretzel. I get it, I really do. But the reality is so much more accessible, and the benefits, the real scientifically backed benefits, are just too good to ignore. So let's unpack this, starting with the mind. Let's talk about meditation. First, let's clear up a huge misconception. The goal of meditation is not to empty your mind. I mean, have you ever tried to not think about anything? It's basically impossible. The moment you tell yourself, don't think, your brain goes, oh, you mean think about everything? Got it. No, meditation is not about stopping your thoughts. It's about changing your relationship with them. It's the practice of noticing your thoughts without getting swept away by them. It's like sitting on a bank of a river and watching the leaves float by, instead of jumping into the current and being carried downstream. And the primary way to do this is by focusing on an anchor, most commonly the breath. Just noticing the sensation of the air coming in and the air going out. And when your mind wanders, which it will, 1000% it will, you just gently and without judgment guide it back to the breath. That's it. That's the whole exercise. But doing this simple act, even for just 5 or 10 minutes a day, has profound effects. Let's start with stress. We all have it. When we're stressed, our body releases a hormone called cortisol. It's our fight or flight response. Super useful if you're being chased by a tiger, but not so great when the tiger is a stressful email. Chronic stress means chronic high cortisol, which leads to all sorts of problems. Meditation has been shown to significantly lower cortisol levels. It helps you activate your parasympathetic nervous system. That's the rest and digest system. It's like finding the volume knob for your internal alarm and just turning it down. Then there's focus. Remember all those brain tabs? Meditation is like a workout for your prefrontal cortex, a part of your brain responsible for concentration and decision making. Every time your mind wanders and you bring it back to your breath, you're doing a bicep curl for your attention muscle. Over time, you'll find that you can stay on task longer. You're less distracted and your focus becomes sharper in everything you do. And this leads to better emotional regulation. You know that tiny space between something happening and you reacting to it? Meditation widens that space. So when someone cuts you off in traffic, instead of an immediate blast of the horn and a surge of anger, you might have a moment, a pause, to notice the anger and then choose a more measured response. You become less reactive and more responsive to life's challenges. It gives you a sense of calm control, not over the world, but over your own inner state. Which, let's be honest, it's the only thing we can truly control anyway. Now let's shift gears a little bit. Or rather, let's connect the gears. Because the mind doesn't exist in a vacuum. It's connected to this amazing vehicle we love in our body. And that's where yoga comes in. Yoga is often called meditation in motion, and for good reason. It's the perfect marriage of mental focus and physical effort. When most people hear yoga, they immediately think of flexibility. And yes, you will absolutely become more flexible. Regular practice lengthens your muscles and increases the range of motion in your joints. This isn't just about being able to touch your toes. It's about reducing aches and pains. It's about preventing injuries. It's about being able to tie your shoes or pick something up off the floor without groaning. It's about functional everyday mobility. But yoga is so much more than just stretching. It is a powerful way to build strength. If you've ever tried to hold a plank pose for a minute, or stay in warrior two pose until your thighs start to shake, you know what I'm talking about. You're using your own body weight as a resistance to build lean, functional muscle. It strengthens your core, which is the foundation for almost everyday movement you make. A strong core means a healthier back and better posture. And speaking of posture, think about how we spend our days hunched over a desk, slouched on the couch, looking down at our phones. We're constantly training our bodies to be in this compressed, forward-leaning position. Yoga actively counters that. It opens up the chest and shoulders, strengthens the muscles in your upper back, and realigns your spine. You literally start to stand taller, which not only looks more confident, but is also way better than for you, your long-term health. Then there's balance, both literally and figuratively. Poses like tree pose or eagle pose challenge your stability, forcing tiny muscles in your feet, ankles, and legs to fire up and work together. This physical balance has a funny way of translating into mental balance too. It improves your focus and proprioception, your body's awareness of itself in space. And what about your heart? Well, depending on the style of yoga you choose, something more flowing and dynamic like a vinyasa class, for example, you can get a fantastic cardiovascular workout. But even slower, more restorative styles of yoga have been shown to lower resting heart rate and blood pressure. It's that stress reduction component again. By calming the nervous system, you're giving your heart a break. But here's the most beautiful part, the real magic. It's not about the mental benefits over here and the physical benefits over there. They are completely intertwined. The true power of these practices is in the mind-body connection they cultivate. When you're in a challenging yoga pose, you can't be thinking about your to-do list. You have to be present. You have to focus on your breath to stay calm. You have to listen to the signals your body is sending you. The difference between discomfort, which is where growth happens, and pain, which is the signal to back off. This is mindfulness in action. You are training your mind to stay in the present moment by paying attention to the physical sensations of your body. The breath is the bridge. In meditation, it's the anchor of your wandering mind. In yoga, it's the fuel for your movement. Inhaling to lengthen, exhaling to deepen and stretch. The conscious control of your breath, known as pranayama in yoga, directly influences your nervous system, calming you down when you're stressed and energizing you when you're fatigued. So how do you even start? It can feel intimidating, but the barrier to entry is incredibly low. You don't need expensive yoga pants or a special meditation cushion. You just need a little bit of curiosity and a willingness to try. For meditation, it's as simple as finding a quiet place where you won't be disturbed for 5 minutes. Seriously, just 5 minutes. You can sit in a chair with your feet on the floor. You don't have to sit cross-legged on the floor. Close your eyes and just bring your attention to your breath. There are amazing apps out there like Calm, Headspace, or Insight Timer that have thousands of guided meditations for beginners. Let someone else's voice guide you. It makes it so much easier. For yoga, YouTube is your best friend. There are incredible, high-quality, free resources. Search for yoga for complete beginners. Find a teacher whose voice and style you like. You don't need to be flexible to start yoga. That's like saying you're too dirty to take a shower. You do yoga to become more flexible. Just show up on your mat or even just a space on your carpet and follow along. Listen to your body. If something hurts, don't do it. The goal is not to look like a person on the screen. The goal is to feel better in your own body. The key to unlocking all these incredible benefits is consistency, not intensity. A 5-minute meditation every day is far more powerful than 1-hour session once a month. A 15-minute yoga practice 3 times a week will transform your body and mind more than a grueling 2-hour class you only do when you're guilty. In the end, these practices are just that, practices. There's no final destination, no I've won meditation trophy. It's a journey of self-discovery. It's about learning to be a little kinder to yourself, a little more patient with your own mind, and a little more at home in your own skin. It's about closing some of those tabs, not forever, but for a little while, so you can hear yourself think, feel yourself breathe, and just be. And in a world that's constantly demanding more from us, giving yourself that gift might be the most productive thing you can do. Thank you.